Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with Trendy Trev.
Hey, yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, 0457140550. Mobile number, our telephone lines are down, so blessed are the flexible. Call us on that number, 0457140550. Also check out our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, Yarn Up Strong, and I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Strong. Now, preliminary program announced. We are thrilled to announce that the preliminary program for our First Nations Clean Energy Symposium is now live. A two-day symposium will bring together traditional owners, communities and businesses participating in the clean energy industry, government policymakers, industry trailblazers and First Nation leaders. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Paul Clark, eSafety's Executive Manager and for Education, Prevention and Inclusion. And on the line we have Paul. Paul, good morning. How are you, Paul?
Well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Paul?
I'm coming to you from Gadigal Lands. Okay, looking out over the sparkling harbour at the moment.
Big love to the mob there. Thank you very much. So, look, fantastic. Here we are, 21st Century, preliminary program announced. So talk us through it, please.
Yeah, look, 12 months ago now, we pulled together some existing resources but worked really closely with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stakeholders through a whole consultation and co-design process to make sure that we had the right information and resources to support First Nations people to stay safe online at all times. So we're now celebrating the first birthday of our specific First Nations information tab.
Fantastic. And this is an open event for anybody to attend?
It's not actually an event. It's all online at esafety.gov.au.
Okay.
We've done a fair bit of research, and we know that First Nations people are incredibly resilient and creative and engaging with online spaces, but at the same time are subject to hate at twice the rate for adults than the rest of the population. Yeah. And for younger people, there are even greater benefits the way they're connecting and engaging online, but they're three times more likely than young people from the general population to cop online abuse and online hate.
Sure.
So we went through a whole process to make sure that we've got a range of web resources to help empower communities to stay safe online and make sure that First Nations voices and music and stories continue to be heard.
Yeah, look, fantastic. So a very important space, and policing the space, that's what this is all about, isn't it?
It really is. It's about making sure that the voice is heard, people can engage safely. And for us, we're an online safety regulator and educator, and we want to make sure that all Australians have safe and positive experiences online. But what we do is we've got a safety net to help bridge the power imbalance between individual users and the big online companies.
Sure. Exactly. Now, is there what's the process if someone has been attacked verbally or via the internet? What do they do?
Look, I say to everyone to go to esafety.gov.au and have a look at our First Nations report resources. Yeah. There are kind of some top tips, though, that are really important to keep in line, and all this information is on the site.
Okay.
It's about keeping your account safe to begin with, like things like strong passwords and privacy settings.
Mm.
And also, too, thinking about what you share before you share it. Do you really want that to be out public? Is it going to cause problems?
Mm.
And the third one is about keeping yourself online. So that's when it comes into the reporting piece around what evidence do you need to keep, how can you make a report, and to get tips and tricks to keep yourself safe.
No, fantastic. So we're talking about the social event, Tuesday 7 May and also Wednesday 8 May.
The resources are available online the whole time.
Okay, right, there it is. Okay, thank you very much.
It's just our first birthday.
Oh, beautiful, fantastic. And what's the site, or how do they get involved?
If you go to esafety.gov.au and have a look at our First Nations tab, and that's where you're going to find a whole lot of resources, stories, and tips and tricks about keeping yourself online, but our research papers too that show for young people their experiences online and why engaging with the internet is so important, but then what to do if things do go wrong.
Paul, thank you very much. Beautiful information. All the best. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There it is, Paul Clark, eSafety Executive Manager and for Education, Prevention and Inclusion Preliminary Program announced, and they're thrilled to announce that the Preliminary Program for the First Nation Clean Energy Symposium is now live. So do check it out, you mob, and stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. And don't forget that number, 045-714-0550. It's a number you need to call if you want to have a chat, have a yarn on National Talk Black. And we'll yarn soon. Stay tuned to Deadly.
I'm moving with the wind, it's time to go. I gotta make up my mind, should I stay or should I go? It's gonna be real hard, leaving everything you know. I gotta do this for me, it's time to start a new show. A big city on my mind, gotta leave all behind. Going into it all blind, to my wings and fly. I know I gotta look inside. Let me shine bright. To be away, but you told me to break through.
A big city on my mind, gotta leave all behind. Going into it all blind, to my wings and fly. I know I gotta look inside, to let me shine bright.
Should I stay or should I go? It's gonna be real hard, leaving everything you know.
Girl, I look into her says something I can't hide. The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Cuckoo Yalanji, girl.
Come shine your light, brighten up the world.
Cuckoo Yalanji, girl.
Shadows when you go,
your love blows out my soul and down,
down into the earth. Come shine your lights, bright.
Like a star.
Yalanji Girl, that's Adrian Thomas here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, and that daily number here is 0457140550. Yes, very sad to say, our telephone lines are down, but blessed are flexible. We're going by mobile, 0457140550 if you want to have your say, or text through a message or yarn. Otherwise, go to our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, next segment, we've got Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi, Brinsmead, Edmonton, and they give us a box of fruit here at Mama Bipper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Chew on a banana rather than a Mars bar and keep it all healthy. So we're going to catch up a yarn there. We've got Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant, brother man, and he bought bodyguard Charlotte Pierce. She's a constable, second year, and a very good morning to you both. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Trevor.
Morning.
All right, we'll start with the sister first, Charlotte Pierce, second year constable. Where are you at? Second year constable. You're based here in Edmonton.
Edmonton.
And stem from, where do you stem from?
I come from Brisbane.
From Brisbane.
Yeah.
And you saw the light and come to far north Queensland,
of course,
did you?
Yeah.
There you go. Too deadly. So, and how long have you been at Edmonton Police?
Almost 2 years.
Two years.
So I was in Innisfail first and then got up here.
Okay, yep. Big shout out, Innisfail Mob. So second year, Constable, so what's your role there at the Edmonton Police?
I'm in general duty, so first response.
Okay. Yeah. All right, general duty, and going for sergeant's job, eh?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, senior sergeant, Len DeLoy. Well, yeah, watch your back. Watch your back, brother. Too deadly. And over to Steve Grant, my brother. Who your mob, where you from?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. My name's Steve Grant, proud Jitterbell boy from the wet tropics of the Cassowary Coast, yes. Tully and surrounding areas of the Cardwell and Mission Beach areas.
Gumboot City.
Gumboot Country.
Yeah, there it is, brother.
There it is.
Gumboot Country, fantastic. Well, good to see you, my brother. Now, yep. Our topic today, where's Senior Sergeant Len DeLoy?
Our good Senior Sergeant is currently on deployment in downtown sunny Bamaga.
Oh, Bamaga, represent.
Yes.
See, up north there. All right, fantastic. He get around that loud, eh?
He is.
Yeah,
he does.
In and out of suitcases.
That's it. He's a man.
Brother can get divorced like that.
Well, you tell him.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you. And you tell the sergeant what to do. All right. Now, topic today is sleepiness and fatigue. So driving when becoming sleepy is a high-risk behavior, which can affect anyone. No individual is immune to defects from sleepiness, no matter how experienced a driver might be. Well, when you fatigue, if you're tired, your eyelids going to close. They're going to close, no matter where you are. Mm-hmm. And if you're behind a wheel, it's pretty dangerous. That's the case, isn't it, Steve?
That's it. And like I said, on our way here today, we're still over the Easter period.
We are.
Currently until next Tuesday. So obviously tiredness and sleepiness does actually come into effect over this period. And we all hope to get home safely over the Easter period.
Yes.
With your family safely.
So how does sleepiness affect driving?
Well, obviously you can have loss of attention because of that. Mm. Actually, a driver's been awake for 17 hours has the, similar to that of a driver with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.05. So that's our alcohol limit that you have to be under.
Sure.
And after 21 hours, it's similar to that of 0.151, which is obviously very concerning.
Very much so, yes. Warning signs of sleepiness.
You can obviously, your eyes are closing, you're fidgeting.
Mm.
Yawning, shifting your seat more frequently, poor concentration. I know when I'm on night shift, I definitely feel these things and have to swap with my partner when driving.
Sure.
Yeah, particularly after 2 a.m., it really hits then.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So, using the mechanics of around you. So, like you said, you're driving with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Part of take over the steering, the driving.
Yep.
So you can, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Coffee and what have you, but when we're talking long distance, when we're talking driving, like I said, pulling over in a coffee, yeah, but they're not even do the job. You might as well best to pull over and have a camp, eh?
Yeah, have a quick nap, go for a walk.
Yeah, 20-minute walk or 30-minute walk prior to your jumping back into the vehicle.
Sure.
Obviously, the tiredness and the things like Charlotte explained there. It's a long time frame being on the road.
But if you are driving by yourself, it's probably best to pull over and have a nap.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
When you say jump out and have a walk, you know. Well, 20 minutes, you may be all awake again, had a coffee.
Yep.
But the drowsiness will come back.
That's
right. And if you're on the middle road, and especially at night time,
mm-hmm.
not good.
Yeah, exactly.
Warning signs. What can be done to reduce the risk of having a sleep-related crash?
Practice good sleep habits. Have a good night's sleep before you go for a drive. Avoid driving at high-risk times. So as I said before, especially police or night shift, like that high-risk time has been 2 and 6.
Mm.
If you can avoid that, definitely do that. Or drive with someone and swap out.
Exactly.
Obviously, check yourself how sleepy you are and look out for those warning signs such as yawning, shifting in your sleep.
Mm.
If you actively have to be doing that, then you're very tired and shouldn't be driving.
Sure. And it's about acting on those symptoms, aren't they?
Exactly.
It's time to make the right decision. I mean, look, it's very sad, and thoughts, prayers, loves going out to people who've lost loved ones because of this. But you don't know that you're no longer with us, you know, virtually you're asleep, but then you don't wake up just like that, you know, because of the so-called fatal accidents is what I'm talking about here, you know.
Yeah, over the Easter period, we've had 23 fatal car crashes Australia-wide.
Australia-wide.
And then in Queensland, two. Yeah.
Two,
just
yeah,
over the Easter period.
And that's 23 more than we should have.
That's right.
Yeah, if you look at it.
Yeah.
You know. Those fatalities, were they all sleepiness, fatigue?
Unsure, but definitely would be records? A big contributor.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah, they were so very sad. But you did mention there, Charlotte, regarding sleepiness, 17 hours, it works to the alcohol concentration of 0.05.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the limit, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
So that just shows if you're tired, well, the 17 hours makes you that tired. It puts you in the alcohol system, doesn't
Correct.
It? Yeah. So very sad, very sad. So we need to operate safely, you mob. And look, we just had the Easter weekend. Very sad hearing those numbers, 23 fatalities. But there shouldn't be 23 fatalities. Should be no fatalities when we're talking about sleeping. Yeah.
And the other thing is also, Trevor, that, you know, the Easter period, school time frame also comes back as from next Monday, I believe, back to school.
Week,
so we've still got a few more days.
Oh, because of school holidays and what
Correct.
Have you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this is a vital segment that we talk about over the school holidays. You know, obviously it can be avoided.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're driving, you've got passengers in the car with you, and if you've got family in the car with you, loved ones, you know what I mean? So it's about being responsible. Mm-hmm. And, of course, love and respect to the people who are on the road as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're in that situation, you can put other people in danger.
Yeah. Correct.
Mm. Yeah.
So there it is. So very, very important. We just need to act maturely and act with the right decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
not
right.
Worth it.
It's not,
not worth it. Not
Correct.
Worth it. All right, fantastic. Well, thanks for the yarn there, guys. How long do you stay here if you're looking at going to Brisbane? How does that work? Do you have to apply for a position in Brisbane if you want to go back to Brisbane?
Yeah, so I have to write up a resume and apply for positions down there and then hopefully win a spot.
Oh, okay, and that's how it works.
It depends. I want to go into a specialised position, so
I
have to write up a resume for that. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
We want her in Edmonton.
Yeah,
we want to keep her in Edmonton.
Oh, so once you put the application, you grab the application and delete it.
Yeah, Stephen's got it.
Yeah, delete it.
Forge it.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
I'm trying to keep her in Edmonton.
Yeah, we're talking to police here. That's illegal, isn't it? Well, good luck with it, Charlotte. But hopefully we can keep you here as long as possible.
Thank you.
Okay. There goes the siren. Uh-huh. There you go. Uh-huh. You didn't even blink, you guys.
Yeah.
No. I went straight to the wall and I spread my arms. I don't know what you're looking for. It was a bit to the left. Shut your mouth. Yeah, Murray got caught there. But good yarn with you. Nice
Thank
to meet you, Charlotte.
You too. Thank
All the
you.
Best to you. Brother Steve, we'll talk soon.
Yep.
And give my best to Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay.
And a big shout out to the Edmonton crew there. They're all listening this morning. And
a big shout out to you, mob.
Yep, because we've got Charlotte here on the radio.
There you go.
Yeah, all good. Thank you.
But they're all doing their job. Just got BBM Correct. In the background.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bummer Bripper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. All right, too deadly. We'll talk soon, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the boys and girls in blue, and that's Charlotte Pierce, Constable, second year, and Police Liaison Officer, going for the sergeant job. That's Stephen Grant, PLO, too deadly. Have you say yarn? I'm strong. You mob that deadly number 0457140550. Otherwise, our Facebook page is on BBM987FM. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, ready for your yarn here on National Talk Black, too deadly.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Ready?
Just clap your hands.
Make a rap on the microphone. This is me, the way it should be. Elaborate me. not to remember.
Hey, you love, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
We believe this world will go forever. We believe this world won't die until we do. We believe that certain things should not happen. But facts reveal what we believe are true. Yes, we're tearing our world all to pieces. Now, Mother, the earth is dying slow. She won't survive, she can't go on living. With destruction to all life form that we know. There's a light shining bright in the sky throughout the night. It's always there for you and me. A mother's eyes for us to see. As I sit outside in the darkness and look above me at the stars that twinkle brightly in the sky, when a streak of light fell from the heaven, just like a teardrop falling from my mother's eye. Yes, I know how much we'd all like to help her. She's struggling very hard to stay alive. So let's all unite and put her back together, so our children and their children can survive.
Yeah, Mother's Eyes, Roger Knox here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong. Deadly number here, 0457140550. Mobile number, lines are down, but that's all good. Call us on the mobile. Otherwise, Facebook page, BBM987FM. For National Talk Black, Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, one-hour program, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Let's look at the news, skynews.com.au. Stop this nonsense. Warren Mundine calls to end Indigenous voice push. Leading No Voice referendum campaigner, Warren Mundine says Indigenous Australians don't want voices, but the government keeps bringing them back. South Australia version of the voice to parliament has just held its first election, with only 9% of Aboriginal adults choosing to vote. This shows how incompetent these governments have been for the last 50 years. Mr. Mundine told Sky News host Andrew Bolt, "We have got to stop this nonsense about things that have never worked in the past and continue to not to work. Democracy, time and time and time again, has said Aboriginals don't want it. The rest of Australia doesn't want it, and yet they keep bringing that up." And that's the word there from Mundine. That's Warren Mundine. What other news that we have here? Greens do not donate or spend money on voice referendum campaign captured by AEC disclosure. In short, the Greens appear not to have made any donation to the Yes campaign in the Voice to Parliament referendum. A party spokesperson said some Greens MPs used their existing printing budgets and provided vocal support. Labor and Coalition both spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on campaign material. The Greens appear not to have made any major financial contribution to the Voice referendum campaign. According to the figures released by the Australian Electoral Commission, AEC, on Tuesday, despite a withering internal battle that led to Senator quitting the party over her opposition. The Senator Lydia Thorpe's high-profile move to the crossbench last year allowed the Federal Greens to actively campaign for the constitutional enshrined body. But the latest AEC numbers suggest it was mostly vocal support and not financial support that the Greens were contributing to the campaign. The figures revealed how much individuals, companies, campaign groups and political parties spent on the referendum. Any entity that donated more than $15,200 in the 6 months prior to the referendum or spent at least that amount on campaign materials must disclose this to the AEC. The Greens do not appear in the figures as either a spender or a donor. That means the party did not spend more than $15,200 on campaign activities or in contributions to Yes 23. The Uluru Dialogues or any other campaign group. A spokesperson for the party said Greens MPs had contributed by using their electoral printing budgets to produce campaign flyers and placards, but could not provide a figure for this contribution. This is something all MPs can do and not required to declare. So there it is, and regarding the Voice to Parliament, which was a no, as you all recall. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. About 15 minutes left on the program. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, any topic, all is here. Daily number 0457140550. Don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM.
When I was born, I wasn't a citizen of this country. It said so in the Constitution. In fact, no black person born before 1967 was a citizen of this country. When I grew up under what they call the assimilation policies, where they took away one in six Aboriginal children, my cousins, my family, my friends. My mum, she kicked the ass of a mining company, kicked it all over this great country, fighting for her land. She was fighting for her land and for her culture and for her voice. When I became a man, I got to see the world through a mother's tears, a strange and beautiful sight, because I got to see the after effects of when a person dies in jail. And I started to wonder who I was and who made me so hurt, who put so many scars on my soul. And I started to wonder who made me who I am, who made me who I am, who made me who I am, who made me who I am. I am an angry man. Well, I'm a boy from the bush, you know. Young girl sits on a train and wonders if she's insane when she thinks of the way her father's hands touched her body the night before. So she plunges a needle into a vein and tries to ease the pain. Something I reckon's been done a million, million times before. And as she slips off into the everlasting dark, I'm sure I heard her whisper, "Shh, who made me who I am? I am an angry woman. Well, I'm a girl, I'm a girl from the streets who made me who I am. I am an angry woman. Well, I'm a girl from the streets. Young boy walks through the park with a knife in his pocket. They tell me he's going hunting. And a businessman leaves a business lunch way out of business hours and walks through the park in a business type of way. He becomes the hunted. Later in the night, you hear an ambulance siren screaming out as a police sergeant locks up the boy with blood on his hands. And young boy's eyes, they seem to whisper, who made me who I am? I am an angry man. Well, I'm a boy from the streets. I'm a boy from the streets. You know, the lawyer sits in his lawyer office contemplating his one charity case for the month and looks at his Rolex and picks up the phone and calls his wife. Who made me who I am? I am a wealthy man. Well, I'm a man of the law. The politician sits in his politician office doing those politician type of things and sees a photograph of himself from some long dead street march and says, where did the idealistic youth in me go? Well, hell, I don't know. Who made me who I am? I'm an honest man. Well, I'm a politician. Who made me who I am? I am an honest man. Well, I'm a politician. Somewhere in one of those treeless overnight suburbs sits a single mother reading a two-day-old newspaper, and she cries for the young girl found dead on the train and sheds a tear for the businessman's family and reads a statement from the lawyer which says the young boy was locked up under some politician laws, and hell, I think of mandatory sentencing, and hell, I think of death in custody, and hell, I think of native title, and hell, I think of who perpetuates the legislation and policy, and hell, I think of who controls the access points to wealth and power. And then she weeps for us all, she weeps for us all, she weeps for us all. Who made them who they are? They are such lonely people. They are such lonely people. Who made me who I am? I am a hungry man. And a hungry man is an angry man. Who made me who I am? I am an honest man. Well, hell, I'm a politician. Who made me who I am? I am a hungry man. I'm John B. Wangarat. I'm Gundi Jamara Tahuruwuru. This is my land. This is who I am. This is who made me who I am. Thank you.
Yeah, who made me who I am? Richard Franklin here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, your mob. We've got about 9 minutes left on program, 045-714-0550. And looking at the news here, National Talk Black. National Jesus Times, New South Wales passed tougher bail laws aimed at curbing youth crime, as well as post and BOSE penalties. Premier heads out, Bush to tackle youth crime. As a swath of increasingly violent crimes sweep across Australia's regional centres, one small northern New South Wales town hopes to be a blueprint for change. Moree has suffered a spike of in robberies, break-ins and car theft, evidence of an increasingly widening gap between crime rates in the country and city. Mayor Mark Johnson acknowledges the seriousness problem facing his town, but believes his is no different to most across the state. We've all faced with the same issues in the youth crime space, he told AAP. We have 54 agencies across town, from health and education to youth crime and drug and rehab, but we're getting the same result. We're not seeing any reduction in the level of youth crime. Premier Chris Minns will meet town leaders on Wednesday to pitch a controversial new bail laws and a suit of a regional crime measures to curb a spike in violent robberies, break-ins and car theft. He also hopes to jumpstart a pilot program in which $13.4 million will be spent on provisions such as extrajudicial resources, the Aboriginal Legal Services and the bail accommodation and support services for young people. Mr. Johnson is optimistic about the measures and hopes it will create a template for other towns. We put our hand up and said we were happy to be a test case, he says. New South Wales passed post and boast laws in March, adding an extra two-year penalty for anyone who steals a vehicle or commits a break-in and shares a material to advertise their crimes. The controversial laws make it harder for older youths to be released on bail if charged for some serious offences while similar charges are pending. Critics have slammed the measure as likely leading to more children, particularly Indigenous youth, being kept behind bars. The Aboriginal Legal Service said more than half of the 4,393 children sent to prison in 2023 were Indigenous. If jailing kids worked, we would have seen it by now, the organisation said in a statement on Tuesday. Aboriginal communities led and Moree-based youth justice organisation Just Reinvest said initiatives should be about helping to break the cycle of crime. Incarceration is like a revolving door with the same dangerous behaviours passing on to the next generation, manager Thomas Duncan said. Mr. Johnson also knows the solution won't come in the form of a silver bullet. We can't jail our way out of this, he says. The mayor believes agencies need to work collaboratively, including extending the hours during at-risk times of the day and maintaining programs to keep kids active and engaged. So there's the yarn there from Maury. And look, coming from a positive mental attitude, motivation thing, you only know what you know. I feel that we need to change the input of what's going into kids' minds. They haven't had the foundation, with some of these kids haven't had the foundation of a positive outlook on life or vision for their goals or dreams and what have you. And like I said, education is not be all end all. Education is not for everybody. So, but the school's life and what I'm talking about, this sort of stuff should be put in schools anyway, regarding life skills and loving that person in the mirror and, you know, stamping out bullying and having a vision. Positivity is what I'm talking about. But that's my thoughts, and, you know, for you to have your say by all means. But Jan Armstrong, you may have to do that tomorrow. National Talk Black 1 hour program, and we're back in the hot seat again tomorrow. About to close off here, but I thank you for your time, your company, your mob. A voice for our people. So, yeah, do utilise it and open for the yarns. National Talk Black. That's our number again. Text, you can text as well, 0457140550 247. Or Facebook page as well, BBN987FM. But thank you for your company. Thank you to NERS, National News Radio Service, putting us across the airways. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this big island, the beautiful country of Australia. A beautiful network it is, the Daily Black Network. And Yana for our mob playing our daily music. And with that, here's the daily track. Take you up to the news. Stay tuned.